The following is another Platte River Radio Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
Grant, ball fake into the right-hand corner. Dumps it off even deeper to Shield. Bounce pass to the cutter. Kicks it back out to Brand. Long three on the way and in. Katie Brand rattles in the three. The first one of the ball game for Central Catholic.
Tonight, it's a Tri-Cities battle from Grand Island as the Central Catholic Crusaders battle the Kearney Catholic Stars. High School Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Alex Lease. Lease pushes the ball up the floor. Left elbow, still dribble into the paint. Spin move, takes the leaner, fouled, and the shot goes. A chance for a three-point play for Alex Lease.
After an unusually slow start to the season, GICC appears to have their young team headed in the right direction. Tonight, they'll find out against state-ranked Kearney Catholic. It's the Stars and the Crusaders coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Central Catholic High School in Grand Island with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seat.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic High School for Game 2 of tonight's doubleheader between the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders and the Kearney Catholic Stars. The Crusader boys 6-7, but they are 6-3 since that 0-4 start against Lincoln Lutheran, Columbus Scotus, Minden, and Lincoln Christian, with three of those games being on the road. They've won their last two against Class B York and Aquinas. So they are starting to turn the corner with some of these younger kids. They won their holiday tournament. They won four out of their last six. And as we said, they are 6-3 in their last nine games. For Kearney Catholic, got a big win against Hastings St. Cecilia on Saturday. They've won four in a row. Their only losses to Ravenna in double overtime and a North Platte St. Pats by two in the holiday tournament final. Both of those games, Kearney Catholic had leads late in the fourth quarter. So very close to being an undefeated team, but just moving back into the top 10 after that loss to St. Pat's knocked them out. It is Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. In the girls' game, Kearney Catholic pulls away in the second half for a 45-28 victory. Elsewhere, the Shelton girls beat Amherst 55-35, Ravenna girls over Sutton 48-28. You can currently hear Shelton Amherst boys on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll take a look at the starting lineups for Kearney Catholic and Central Catholic right after this on Classic Hits.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Time now for a look at the starting lineups, brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. First off tonight, the Kearney Catholic Stars are the visiting team. They've been a little banged up, haven't had Abe Clinch since the beginning of the year. Of course, lost Brian Hoosman a week ago, and maybe back in a couple of weeks, but will not be available tonight. So number 11 is a 6'1" sophomore, Blake Holtmeyer. Number 23 is a 5'9" senior, Keegan Fitzgerald. Number 30 is a 6'1" junior, Alex Lease. Number 32 is a 5'9" senior, Tyson Colling. And number 34 is a 6'2" junior, David Squires. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Don Lease, assisted by Justin Moore, Adam Lee, Scott Carlin, Blake Cover, and Matt Johnson. For Kearney Catholic, the boys are ranked ninth in the Omaha World Herald and in the new Lincoln Journal Star rankings that came out today. The Kearney Catholic boys are number 10. So number 9 and number 10, despite being 10-2 in a very tough C1 Field. For Grand Island Central Catholic, number 21 is a 5'8 freshman, Brady Brokaw. Number 23 is a 6-foot senior, Tyler Barrientos. Number 31 is a 6'2 junior, Derek Brockmeyer. Number 33 is a 6'3 senior, Trevor Cornelius. And number 35, 6'1 junior, Riley Shoemaker. Head coach Bill Gavers, assisted by Rob Misek, Tina Martinez, Nick Stoddard, and Jason Zalesny. 6-7, but as we said, after the 0-4 start, 6-3. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we'll be back with the tip of tonight's basketball game between the Stars and the Crusaders right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
What? You're all wrapped up in the game and haven't done anything about Valentine's yet? Well, relax. You've got plenty of time. But keep in mind that Roses for You has you covered. You can pre-order right now. Either drop in their amazing store at 937 South Locust or go online at rosesforyou.com. For some good ideas, it's always a good idea to check with Roses for You. For Valentine's, for anniversaries, for birthdays, for any occasion. There. Now enjoy the rest of the game. And you're welcome.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic High School. We'll thank the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school basketball action tonight, and to Athletic Director Howard Schumann and the crew, as always, for their hospitality as Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic get ready to do battle. We do have an update from Sutton. They are already through the first quarter there, and it is Ravenna 14, Sutton 11 at the end of the first quarter of the game between the top two teams in classes C2. So Ravenna up 14-11 on Sutton at the end of one, and Amherst and Shelton are already underway on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Also a reminder, Thursday, we've got a lot of basketball for the next 2 weeks leading you up to the conference tournaments. Again, the Lou Platt and Fort Kearney conference tournaments will be here on Classic Hits, and of course they will also be on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com and ESPN Radio. On Thursday, Classic Hits, we will have Wood River at Shelton. Friday, Pleasanton at Elm Creek. Saturday, the finals of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament in the afternoon from Donovan Trumbull. On ESPN 1460 and 1550, Thursday, Gibbon is at Amherst. Friday, Kearney High will host Lincoln Southeast. And Saturday afternoon, Kearney Catholic will host Gothenburg beginning at 2:30. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening tip is next on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Butcher car or truck, back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, our filmer Grant Bushcutter, I'm Doug Duda. Glad to have you here at Grand Island Central Catholic where we get ready for the tip-off. The traveling green and gold trim for Kearney Catholic, the home white and the Columbia blue trim for the Central Catholic Crusaders. Looks like Alice Lease goes for the Stars, and it's going to be Riley Shoemaker for the Crusaders. So here we go. Our officiating crew is out of Lincoln. We understand this is the first time they've ever officiated here at Central Catholic, as the opening tip will be grabbed by Central Catholic, and that's Trevor Cornelius. And underway against the Stars, man-to-man defense. See if they can get something going. They've been getting better at this. They've seen a lot of this, and, of course, that's what they like to play. Stars playing very tough, coming off that win against St. Cecilia. For Grand Island Central Catholic, coming off the win against Aquinas and York. And can't get anything going as they try to open that lane up. Now free throw line jumper is on the way. No good by Riley Shoemaker. The ball is saved into the corner, but standing out of bounds, the Stars. The Crusaders went to throw it in with Derek Brockmeyer. Threw it to Tyson Colling, but he was standing on the baseline. So it will stay with Grand Island Central Catholic. They'll dump it into the right-hand corner to Shoemaker, who quickly gets it into the hands of Barrientos, really the only returner that had a lot of playing time last year for the Crusaders. And they've been trying to build around him. But each time they take a dribble, they seem to be backing up. Blake Holtmeyer the start now with Hoosman out. And real trouble here. A double dribble called on the Crusaders. Forgetting that he dribbled it was Brokaw. And so a long first possession. It lasts 50 seconds. And the Crusaders get one shot, but no points. And Lease will walk the ball up the floor. I expect this to be a pretty low-scoring, old-school game, maybe even lower scoring than the Stars win against Hastings St. Cecilia Saturday, which was 57-46. Crusaders know they have to keep it low to keep it in, and they drive. They shoot. It's Holtmeyer. He's fouled. Driving the baseline that time was Kearney Catholic's Keegan Fitzgerald. He got him to give him the double team and made a beautiful bounce pass to Holtmeyer, who gets the first points of the game. And the foul is called on Cornelius, the first of the game. And the free throw now for the sophomore Holtmeyer is up, and it is in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Riley Shoemaker. Gives it off on the right wing. It'll be Cornelius bringing it into the front court with a left-hand dribble. Guarded up there by Elise. Crossover. Takes him to the left elbow. Dumps it off there for Barrientos. Runs into the double team. Goes baseline. Trying to make some room on the shot is Brockmeyer. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Tyson Colling. Colling will give it off to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald into the right-hand corner to Holtmeyer. Both teams, a lot of pressure, a lot of man-to-man, a lot of hands, a lot of contact. Squires up top. Throws it to the right side. He's guarded by Shoemaker. That's the matchup to watch tonight, I think. Lease, left wing, tries to lob it inside. Now they'll look and go to Holtmeyer. He's got room in the paint, but he dishes it off. And Colling will take the short jumper. Fitzgerald will take the short jumper. Excuse me, it's no good. Rebound brought down by Brockmeyer. So the defense so far, very stout on both ends. We played 2 minutes. It's 2-0. Pull-up jumper for the Crusaders off the front of the rim. It is no good. The ball ends up in Holtmeyer's hands. Off the miss that time from Cornelius. Lease on the right wing. He decides to fire the three. It settles on the rim. It will not go. And we've got a foul on the rebound attempt on Grand Island Central Catholic going over the top of Holtmeyer. It's going to be on Trevor Cornelius. And he's got two early ones here. And the assistant coach is telling Bill Gavers that's two. As he's still in there, 5:42 to go in the corner. Now the subs will come in, but the play is already underway. Kearney Catholic will throw it into the backcourt. Getting set to check in will be Phoenix Stevenson. But right now the Stars have the ball. Colling drives right side of the lane to Holtmeyer. Off the pick, they go over to Lease. Three-pointer is up and it is in. Alex Lease hits the first three of the basketball game. And Kearney Catholic goes up 5-0. Stars on defense trying to work their way around that double team. Now trapped. Cornelius goes up between the circles into the hands of Shoemaker. Swings it right side to Brokaw. Into the corner he goes to Barrientos. So plenty of passes. Now Barrientos forces the issue, drives in, and a foul will be called. A block charge. They go with the block this time. The foul's on Alex Lease. First foul of the Stars, and that will allow Tyler Barrientos to go to the line and shoot two. I would say from watching the girls' game and the officiating here with the Lincoln officials, state tournament referees, you would see maybe a little loose called game, but I'm not even sure that that's, I mean, just because you're a state tournament ref or you're from Lincoln, they don't just let you hammer on each other, so we'll see how this plays out as Stevenson checks in after the free throw was good. Barrientos' second free throw, it is good. So the first 2 points of the game come from the line for the Crusaders. 5-2, Kearney Catholic, and we've got 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic won the girls' game tonight, 45-28. Right corner with it is going to be Colling. Colling gives it off to Fitzgerald. The three-pointer is up and in. Keegan Fitzgerald, they're setting the picks. They're rolling off those screens. And Lease hits one, and then Fitzgerald hits one. And it's 8-2, Kearney Catholic. Crusaders will not be able to allow the Stars to get away in this game. And now the ball stolen away up top by Lease. He's out ahead of the pack, and he's going to be fouled as he goes in for the layup by Tyler Barrientos. Second turnover for the Crusaders. So the Stars executing early. They've executed early. They've got off to good starts in almost every one of their basketball games this year. At the line to shoot two will be Alex Lease. And the senior will take his, the junior will take his time at the line, put it up and in. And now we're going to get timeout on the floor. So with 4:34 to go in the first quarter of play, the Crusaders take timeout. The Stars lead at 9-2 on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years. And they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
High school basketball action rolling along as we bring you Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic. 9-2 in favor of the Stars here at the Crusaders home gymnasium. Out of the Crusader 32nd time, Alex Lee still has one free throw left for Stars. And he will put it up and in. So Lee with 5 points. That makes 10-2. And Johanna Gaifon checks into the ball game. Johanna, 6'4", freshman. We get to see him over at Minden earlier this year. And just a raw talent. Big frame, but just a freshman. They get the ball, trying to get it to him. It's through his hand to turn it over. So the Crusaders with their third turnover. And the Stars push it into the front court. Fitzgerald finds an opening. Takes the step down the lane and then missed the finger roll. Rebound, though, to Holtmeyer, and he's fouled. Fitzgerald can't believe that he missed it. He did all the hard stuff and then missed the layup. Foul called on Brady Brokaw, his first, the fourth on the Crusaders. And Holtmeyer missed a free throw earlier as part of a three-point attempt. Now he'll get two. And the left-handed free throw by Holtmeyer is on the way, and it is off the front of the iron, no good. Didn't get the knees into that one, and Squires is back in. Lease is out. Already at halftime in Sutton, 24-23, Ravenna leading Sutton at the half, 1-2 in C2. Second free throw now coming up for Lee, or for Holtmeyer. Takes a lot of time at the line, puts it up, and that one's good. So Holtmeyer gets 1-2. He's got 3 points. Kearney Catholic with an early 11-2 lead here with 4:10 to go in the first half. Trying to beat the Crusaders at their own game. There's no doubt that what the Crusaders, and you can go with SCOTUS, maybe a couple other teams, have instituted, the Stars had to pick up and perfect to be able to play at this level. Kearney Catholic Stars called for a foul. Block on Brett James, who just checked into the game. His first foul, team second. Crusader ball on the baseline. Stevenson to throw it in. Back door wide open. They lost somebody, and the layup is up and in for Riley Shoemaker. Well, that's when you practice and practice and practice, and if you set the right screen, you're going to end up with that backdoor layup, and that's what the Crusaders have done. Their first field goal of the game, it's 11-4 Stars. 3:45 to go first quarter. Squires in the left wing. Up top, James, wide open three, comes up short. Gaifon will grab the rebound for the Crusaders. Looks for somebody, and finally Barrientos comes free. Barrientos gets it across the timeline. Maybe not the ball handlers they've had in the past, of course, with the Fay boys. Now gets it to Gaifon with a nice dish off for the layup up and in. Brady Brokaw, the freshman, with a nice dish off the freshman to freshman, Guy Fond to Brokaw. That tells you a little bit about what Coach Gavers has been working with this year. Some young, young kids that just need some time. Connor Strine is in, has it for the Stars off the pick, drives right side into Guy Fond. Big collision, and Guy Fond will be called for the foul. I think he was expecting Strite to go up and shoot it, and Strite kind of stutter dribbled him, and they both fall to the ground, and Guy Fond, a big guy, much bigger than Strite, will get his first foul. Connor Strite now to the line to shoot two, 11-6. Kearney Catholic, 3:08 to go here in the first quarter of play. In the girls' game, the Stars won it 45-28. And Strite with the free throw attempt up and in. Got a lot of tape on that right hand, those fingers. Stars now bring in Colin Petrie, Alex Lease, Tyson Colling all come in. And staying into the ball game will be Brett James and the shooter, Connor Strite. So after all of that, second free throw now coming up. Coach Gavers' team may not be as deep this year as it has been in the past. Strite's second free throw is short. He tries to dive into the lane to pick it up, and we're going to get a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. So good job there by Strite to tie up Riley Shoemaker. And the Stars will get the ball underneath their own hoop. They'll vertical along the baseline, kick it in on the wing to Colling. Colling up top to James, to Lease. And he thinks about it. Now he shoots the three. It's too strong. No good. Another offensive rebound. That's grabbed by Colling. And they'll reset up top. James wide open three. Brett's short on that one as well. And the rebound brought down by Tyler Barrientos. Barrientos needs some help in the backcourt. He's trapped. He stepped out of bounds. No, a timeout. A timeout by GICC. It's going to be a 30-second. So they've used both of their 30s here in the first quarter. We still have 2:45 to go in the first. 12-6, Kearney Catholic.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
And we're back here at Grand Island Central Catholic. I want to thank the fine folks here for their cooperation and hospitality, as always, led by Athletic Director Howard Schumann. 2:45 to go, first quarter of play. As we bring you Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic, the Stars lead it 12-6. Barrientos brings the ball up the floor. Picks up his dribble. All over him is Colling, trying to get the five-second count. Guy Fond come up. They try to get it to him. It's punched out of bounds by the Stars, who are just a little bit quicker here tonight. Into the ball game is going to be Derek Brockmeyer again. So Guy Fond and Brockmeyer and Barrientos, also Phoenix Stevenson in the ball game. Two early fouls has Trevor Cornelius on the bench. Again, the Crusaders all kinds of trouble getting a pass away, and it's going to be stolen away. Up the floor, the Stars have a two-on-one, and Petrie will hit the layup. Colin Petrie with a layup makes it 14-6 Stars. Fourth turnover in the first quarter for GICC. And it's just the pains of youth, and Coach Bill Gavers knows it. He just hopes that they continue to get better. Guy Fond, way out away from the hoop, needs help. Ball knocked away, foul called on Kearney Catholic. And this one will be on Brett James. That'll be his second. That'll be the team's third. And the Crusaders to throw it in again. Central Catholic not even getting looks at many shots here so far in the first quarter. And now we got a little blood maybe on the floor here, and Guy Fond is going to have to come out of the basketball game, it looks like. A very long, unnecessary delay here, just not a lot of hustle to get on and off the court, and positioning everybody's players as Brady Brokaw will re-enter the game. Now, after all that, the Stars will sub in. And here comes Keegan Fitzgerald back in. So we're finally ready to go. After all that, the Crusaders will dump it into Barrientos in the left-hand corner. Crossover dribble, drives the baseline, puts up the finger roll, and scores. Petrie tried to draw the charge, but Barrientos able to stay out of his way. His fourth point, and it's 14-8. Kearney Catholic by six. Middle of the lane open. Now Fitzgerald runs into the second defender, and his shot still almost went in. Rebound to Brockmeyer. He'll give it off to Barrientos, and Tyler will bring it into the front court. Minute and a half to go, first quarter, 14-8, Kearney Catholic. Crusaders ball between the circles. Swing it over to Barrientos on the weak side, trying to post up Brockmeyer. Can't get it to him. Now Barrientos picks his dribble up, throws it to the baseline to Shoemaker. Long outlet pass to the top of the key. They reverse it right side. Here's Barrientos for three. It barely grazes the rim, and out of bounds it goes. That's the first three of the game attempted by the Crusaders. Holtmeyer in, and Petrie will check out now for Kearney Catholic. Stars have hit a couple of threes early. They jumped out to a 10-2 lead and have just kind of been sitting on that. 14-8. On the right side, driving in is going to be Colling. Takes the jumper. The three-pointer is up, and it is good. Colling hits the three. He wanted to lob it to the back cut, but both the defenders went with the cutter, and so he was open and hits the third three of the first quarter. 17-8. Trouble for the Crusaders in the back court. Trying to make the 10-second count, they do. A little bit out of control. Brockmeyer, he ends up going all the way to the hoop. The right-handed layup is no good. Alex Lees will grab the rebound for the Stars. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Fitzgerald between the circles. Stutter dribble right side. Trying to double the ball. Now Lees is open. Top of the key and another three. So the Stars are hitting some threes here in the first quarter. And the lead is up to 12, 20-8. With back-to-back threes, it goes from 6 to 12 just that quickly. And still deep in the backcourt with 10 seconds of the Crusaders. They're not going to make it. That should have been 10 seconds a long time ago. Coach Don Lees all over. Doesn't matter. It's stolen. Half-court heave. Stars at the horn is no good by Fitzgerald. Coach Don Lees is going, we made a shot with 17 seconds on the clock, and there's 4 seconds. How in the world is that not 10? But nonetheless, the Stars have put some points on the board with 4 3-pointers in Central Catholic. Trails here at home 20-8 at the end of the first quarter on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings. We'll be right back.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back. Doug Duda, our producer, engineer Stacy Johns. We start the second quarter, and Grand Island Central Catholic has the ball, but they trail 20-8. Get it over the right-hand wing to Barrientos, guarded by Lees of the man-to-man. Trying to get Shoemaker open off the screen, but they switch and stay on it. Kearney Catholic's got a little different look out there right now. Driving the baseline, Barrientos makes some room, puts up the runner on the right baseline, no good. Squires can't find the handle of the basketball, and it will stay with GICC. For the Stars, Fitzgerald, Petrie, Lees, Squires, and Holtmeyer. And for the Crusaders, looks like their original five, Brokaw, Barrientos, Brockmeyer, backdoor Shoemaker. He lays it up and in. Cornelius also in. Shoemaker hits the layup, 20-10, Stars. Up the floor with it, Alex Lees. Alex being guarded there by Derek Brockmeyer. Try to force it inside Fitzgerald. It's loose on the floor, and then players go to the floor and a foul called. Grabbing the ball, but also a little bit of the arm was Tyler Barrientos. That is his second. The sixth team foul. So Barrientos and Cornelius each have two. And they're going to take Barrientos. Well, no, Barrientos thought he was coming out. Instead, they're going to take out Brokaw. I was going to say, it would not be very pretty, I don't think, if Barrientos has to sit on the bench for an extended period of time. Squires to try and throw it in. Nothing underneath, so he'll go all the way to midcourt to Holtmeyer, and they'll just put the star offense into gear here. Lease into the right-hand corner to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, left-hand dribble, brings it to the high post. Hands it off there, Fitzgerald. Triple team, needs some help. Gets it into the right-hand corner to Holtmeyer. You can see it was going to develop. He just had to decide where he was going. And now, a foul away from the basketball. Going to be called on Grand Island Central Catholic. Coach Bill Gavers trying to get a call, and the call went against him. And that's the first on Derek Brockmeyer. And it is a 1-1 now because it is the seventh team foul. So we're only a minute into the second quarter, and the Stars are into the bonus. Alex Lee set the line. The Stars were 4 of 7 at the free throw line of the first quarter, 4 of 8 from three-point land. Each team had 6 rebounds. The Crusaders were 0 of 1 from three-point land. Turnovers, Crusaders 5, Stars 0. Free throw by Lee is no good. Petrie fights his way in. He's hooked. And I think they're going to call this one on the Crusaders, and that's on Barrientos, and that is 3. And that is not good for the Crusaders, and Johan Gaifon comes in. He's not the same type of player as Barrientos, so look for the guards to switch over to Phoenix Stevenson and maybe Brockmeyer, and Petrie is going to get credit for the rebound and now the free throw attempt, but it's no good. So the Stars can't cash in, and Cornelius has the rebound. Trevor's going to bring the ball up the floor, but let's see what they can do now without their point guard, Tyler Barrientos. Trying to get a shot away. Gaifon well covered up top. Three-pointer on the way. Brockmeyer, it's no good. Squires will get the rebound. Squires is going to get a battle in there now with Gaifon in. They are big, big boys. And Gaifon a little bit taller. Up top, Petrie, wide open three, lets it fly, it is off the mark, no good, comes off hard to Petrie, or to Squires, and he tries to put it up, he is fouled. So Kearney Catholic right now just seems to be a half step quicker to everything, and they are getting some free throws, but will they be able to cash in on any? They're only 4 of 9 now at the line. The foul is on Cornelius, his third, and Squires' free throw is right through there. David's first point of the basketball game. First point of the second quarter for the Stars, 21-10. The Crusaders have already used 2 timeouts. But right now, they might be thinking of burning a third. Second free throw is up. It is in. And checking back in will be Brady Brokaw. So Squires hits them both, 22-10 in favor of Kearney Catholic, if they put the point on the scoreboard. 6:20 to go before halftime at the half for Meta Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats of the boys' game. We'll recap the girls' game. Chat with head coach Rick Petrie after the Lady Stars beat the Crusaders 45-28. Up top with it is going to be Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets rid of it to Brokaw. On the right wing, they'll go to Stevenson. Phoenix to the left side, faking the three and driving is Brockmeyer. Puts the jumper up, no good. It ends up in the hands of the Crusaders, and a nice job by Riley Shoemaker to use his frame and square up and knock it down. He's got 6. 21-12. 5:45 to go in the first half. Should be 22-12. Petrie bumped as he makes the pass. It goes out of bounds. First turnover for Kearney Catholic. And the Stars are going to sub in, but there they get it fixed, 22-12 on the scoreboard. But again, the team substitutes so much. I mean, all this time that nothing's been going on, we're waiting for kids to get on and off the floor. And I think they just flat out use it for a couple extra seconds of rest. It's not that they're not hustling, because they do that when the ball's in play. So we'll try and set the lineups for you again here, taking a swipe at it as Colin can't get the steal. And they will hand the basketball off between the circles to Riley Shoemaker. Shoemaker gives it off on the right wing and gets it right back up top from Brockmeyer. Puts the ball on the floor. They just trying to get a shot away right now. Way out between the circles to Brokaw. Swing it left side, weak side to Brokaw. Now driving in, getting the little leaner. Shot won't go by Derek Brockmeyer. And coming out of there with it is going to be Alex Lease. Up the floor it goes, Brett James. He'll give it off to Tyson Colling. Back to Lee's three-pointer. Off the front of the iron, won't go. Rebound grabbed by Riley Shoemaker. And he pops Connor Strite in the face. And an offensive foul will be called on Shoemaker. I saw that at the other end of the floor two or three times, trying to keep the Stars at distance. You get that ball in your hands, you see it at the college level, swing those elbows back and forth to try and clear room. And the first time that there was some contact on that, they called a foul on the Crusaders. Now Squires is going to come in, and Lease is going to check out. Everybody checks the teeth, make sure they're all still there. And now the Stars will have the ball on the baseline. Squires gets it in close, and boy, Central Catholic is just a foul fest right now. They had Strite well covered, but Brockmeyer reached in and grabbed him. That is the 11th foul of the half, and we still have almost 5 minutes to go. So two shots coming up for Connor Strite. And alert your favorite breakfast place, because that might be all that's left open if this continues. When the game's over, free throw is too strong, no good. Stars continue to struggle at the line. They are now 6 of 12. Second free throw now coming up for Strike. Again, the last report we had at half for Venna led Sutton 25-24, but they're in the third quarter. And the next free throw is up and in by Connor Strike. So he's got 2 points, 23-12. Kearney Catholic with 4:45 to go here in the first half. Up the floor with it, Brady Brokaw gives it to Guyfon. Guyfon, a couple of dribbles in the right-hand corner against Squires. They kick it out, reverse it left side. Ball stolen away by Brett James. James is able to make the steal to the other end. Connor Strite, finger roll, sets on the rim and goes. Layup knocked down there to make it 25-12. Stars playing very solid. Crusaders trying to do what they always do. They've had a couple of spurts, but just a lot more calls of what against them, and they've got a couple of kids on the bench in foul trouble. And now a foul on Kearney Catholic as the Crusaders were trapped. It's going to be on Colling, his first and the team's fourth. But multiple stoppages of play in this first half. 4:10 to go, 25-12. Crusaders trailing by 13. Shoemaker drives, kicks it into the corner. The 18-footer is up, and it is in for Brady Brokaw, his second bucket. And let's see if that will help jumpstart the Central Catholic offense down 25-14. Fitzgerald into the front court against the man-to-man. James, nobody guards him, so he shoots another three, but he hasn't been able to connect yet. In fact, they've all been short. Rebound by Brokaw. So maybe the Crusaders saw something on tape that they're going to let James shoot that. Into the front court with it is Stevenson, and it's going to be ripped out of his hands by David Squires. And the Crusader fans didn't like that. They thought there should have been a foul call. But again, there were some elbows going both ways. Hopefully that does not progress in this game. Don't need to see somebody get popped just to prove a point. With the basketball, Strite, he's trapped, pass deflected, but it goes to Fitzgerald, kicks it to James. He's open, three is on the way, it's short again. Guyfon gets the rebound, and this time a foul called on Kearney Catholic. And it's going to be on Squires, I believe, even though the official said 54. It's on David Squires. That'll be his first. He'll come out. He said something to the official. There's a lot of pushing and shoving in there. As we said, Guyfon, 6'4 freshman. We mentioned it the first time we saw him. He's very raw. He's not... He gets his body into a lot of people, offensively and defensively. So there is a lot of contact when the ball goes up. And now Strite picks the pocket of Shoemaker, who was doing a lot of dribbling. Strite goes in and makes the layup. Back-to-back steals and layups for Connor Strite. And it's 27-14, Kearney Catholic. 2:50 to go, first half. And with their point guard, Barrientos, on the bench with three fouls, the Crusaders are struggling, and they throw another one away. That is the ninth turnover. It seems like a lot more than that, but it is only nine here in the first half. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. For Grand Island Central Catholic after tonight, one more brutal game. They will host Adams Central. And again, these Kearney Catholic, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, and the Crusaders. Well, Crusaders on the other side, but Minden in this sub-district and extended district. That is the conference tournament next week, where they go in as the 10 seed. They have to travel all the way to Council Bluffs St. Albert's on Monday, and if they win, then they come right back Tuesday and play St. Cecilia. Still to play this year, they host undefeated Wahoo on the 4th of February, then St. Cecilia, then Donovan Trumbull's got the Slough boys back, so that's not going to be easy. There's only one team on their schedule right now with less than a 500 record. Isaac Richter has checked in for the Stars. Petrie is in. Get it on the left wing to Fitzgerald. Faces up there with Stevenson. Bounce pass to Richter on the left elbow. Unguarded, takes the shot from 15. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Brockmeyer. And he'll get the outlet pass to Brokaw. Spins through traffic. Up the floor he comes. Comes to a jump stop. Gives it off to Brockmeyer. Back up top to Brokaw. 2 minutes to go in the half. 27-14, Kearney Catholic. Left-hand dribble. Pull-up jumper Brockmeyer from 10. It's short. Rebound deflected into the hands of Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer up the floor. Swicks it over to Petrie. A little deep underneath and a double dribble. Yeah, he was trying to get set. And then after he got set, he dribbled the ball again. And the second turnover now on the Stars in the ball game. So officials were right on top of that one. 27-14. It was 20-8 at the end of the first quarter. And now the Stars have been held to just 7 points here in the second quarter. Lob it into Guyfon. Makes a big move towards the hoop. And the big fella lays it up and in. Johan with his first basket of the basketball game. Johanna Guyfon, 27-16. The lead at 11. Off the pick, Lease runs into Guyfon. Needs some help. Tries to throw it out to Petrie. Overthrows him. And the ball will go out of bounds. So the Stars turn it over. And now a host of substitutions. See, Kearney Catholic's just trying to play the depth game right now. Coach Lease knows that Coach Gavers has Cornelius and Barrientos on the bench with three fouls each and that nobody else has played in the game. He's only played seven. The Stars are playing, I think once Richter got in, that's the 10th or 11th guy for the Stars. 27-16, though, the Crusaders, they're hanging in there. And the clock apparently has not run for a while, so they're going to stop play, possibly run some time off the clock. Looks like they'll take it down to 102. Well, the computerized clocks, they could have just ran 5 seconds off, but no, they try to reset it, and that will take much longer than the 5 seconds. Isn't that the way it always works? It's supposed to be easier. Well, no, they're going to add time, 112. Maybe the clock never stopped. So 112, regardless, Central Catholic has the ball. They trail by 11, but get it into single digits going into halftime. I'd have to think from where they were, that would be a bonus, especially with Cornelius and Barrientos on the bench. A minute to go before halftime, 27-16 in favor of the Stars. And inside, trying to drive, a foul called on Kearney Catholic. And it goes on Tyson Colling, his second, sixth team foul. And a dandy going on in Sutton. Number one, Ravenna on the rope. Sutton 38, Ravenna 34 as they go to the fourth quarter of play. Number two leading number one in Class C2. And now Central Catholic will inbound it underneath their own hoop. Trailing by 11. Looking to Guyfon in the right-hand corner, guarded by Squires. Takes a dribble away from the hoop on the right wing. Tried to set up Shoemaker on the low post against Holtmeyer. He leans, goes over the top of him, no good. Ball deflected out. Squires will grab it around the free throw line, his third board. The Stars will get into the hands of Lease. Left wing, Holtmeyer dribbles into the paint. Out to Squires, 30 seconds to go. James, another three on the way. And again, it's short. Brett's going to have to get some Wheaties at halftime as he gets the rebound and then gets the foul. They're good looks. They're wide open, but Brett hasn't been able to make one, and they're all short, so it's got to be a small adjustment here for Brett James. So we'll bring him into the free throw line, and he'll shoot two shots because we've been at the double bonus on the Star side for almost the whole half, or whole quarter, excuse me. The foul, Derek Brockmeyer. His third. Three of the Crusader starters have three fouls. Brett James, free throw. In and out, no good. All these fouls on the Crusaders, and the Stars are not taking advantage at the free throw line. They are 7 of 14. At end of the ball game now for the Crusaders, Austin Moran, a 6-foot junior. And the second free throw now for Brett James is taking a long time now, fires it up, and it is in. So James gets his first point of the ball game. Connor Strite will come in for him. You're listening to High School Basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're in the final 30 seconds of the first half. The Stars lead it by 12, 28-16. Crusaders push the ball up the floor with Phoenix Stevenson. He'll hand the ball off to Riley Shoemaker. Shoemaker drives to the top of the key, kicks it back out to Moran, 12 seconds. Coach Gavers didn't put his starters back in because of the last possession here. The ball knocked away. I thought maybe he'd put Barrientos in even with the three fouls. 6 seconds remain before halftime. And it will be Crusader ball deep on the baseline, deep in the corner. Get it into Guyfon. They leave him alone. He tries to make a pass. The ball's deflected away. 2 seconds, 1 second, and stepping out of bounds. The Crusaders couldn't grab it. There is a half a second remaining on the clock here. So the Stars may have a chance at a heave. Squires to throw it in. They'll try and make the Stars throw it backwards. Squires looking, and the ball's tipped away and out of bounds, but the clock does expire, and we are at halftime. Kearney Catholic 28 and Grand Island Central Catholic 16. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. One of the most important member benefits for Farm Bureau members is the insurance programs offered. Farm Bureau provides coverage for your car, home, farm and ranch, crop hail, life, health, business, and retirement needs. Stop by the Buffalo County Farm Bureau offices in Kearney today.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic. It is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business, residential, and farm service. Check them out in your local yellow pages. Ravenna Sanitation at the half of our boys' game. It is Kearney Catholic 28 and Grand Island Central Catholic 16. A first half filled with Crusader fouls and turnovers, and we'll get to all the numbers here in just a little bit. The Stars probably should have a much bigger lead, but they are not taking advantage of the trips to the free throw line. Kind of a similar game earlier tonight, although, as girls will do, they didn't score as many points, and it was 20-10 at the half, but the Stars bounced back from their first loss of the year with a 45-28 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. On opening night, the Stars beat the Crusaders earlier this year, 56-38, and head coach Rick Petrie joined us to talk about it. And coach, the one thing about this is your team is different tonight than it was on opening night. I know you played without Bailey for a while. You're still trying to get used to playing without Megan while she goes through her back problems. Anna got in some foul trouble. They really negated Michaela Mestel, so there was a lot of other things that your team kind of had to do tonight. It was a struggle for a while.
It was, you know, with a different lineup, we have to kind of do different things, you know, and I thought that defensively we really played pretty good, you know. They're not a great shooting team, and we knew that going in, and maybe we forced them to shoot some shots that they didn't want to shoot. And, you know, fortunately for us, I thought we did a pretty good job rebounding tonight.
Have the teams lately found an MO about how to play you defensively? It looked like there was a good game plan from Coach Anspott.
Well, I think so. Our guards sometimes aren't very tentative and attacking where we want to attack and doing the things that we'd like to do. And, you know, with only one post player, you know, it's a little bit different for us. I mean, we're used to having a couple kids we can send down to the block and post up and, you know, do a little high-low stuff. And so we've had to change how we attack things a little bit, but, you know, I thought for the most part, we played pretty good. We just need to hit more shots tonight.
What is the status on Megan? Is this going to be a lingering thing all season long, or do the doctors have something for her when she should be okay, how long she needs to set out?
Well, our trainer thought that, you know, by sitting her out tonight and giving her, another day to rest tomorrow and doing the rehab and stuff, that, you know, we'd have an opportunity for her to come back, you know, pretty close to 100% this weekend, Friday and Saturday. So, I mean, hopefully that's how it comes out to be, and that, you know, she can get over this little lingering thing.
Theron Baum did lead everybody tonight with 18 points. Now, we won't take it for granted because for many years we've seen the Annie over and the short shots maybe didn't always go, so you got to make them. But if you go back, Theron had two free throws, so she had 8 buckets, and I'd have to say 7 of them were probably within 5 feet of the hoop. You had some nice passes, some good assists tonight to help her get things going. You guys found out, you saw something early on that could get her open. You were trying to get her out of the lane and run some guards with some back cuts in there, and that worked a couple of times, and then they switched up, and then Theron seemed like she was open if your guards were patient and would draw that double team.
Well, exactly, and you know, she does a great job posting up. You know, and early on in the game, she got in there for a couple left-hand layups, and I'm not sure that, you know, the defense was expecting that. And then, you know, the second half, our guards did a lot better job penetrating and maybe finding her on a little dish or you know, taking it. We talked about passing angles and things like that first half. And she really does a good job posting up inside.
How do you feel the freshmen and the kids off the bench are starting to develop? Because now we're heading to that second half of the season. You've seen some good teams, but you're going to get ready for Pierce. You got a tough Friday, Saturday. You go on the road, and maybe it'll be tougher to come back and play an early afternoon game against Gothenburg, and right around the corner is conference. So how do you think the freshmen and the kids off the bench are progressing for
them? Well, they've grown up a lot. You know, they still make freshman mistakes. We had a couple, you know, instances tonight where I wasn't real happy with the decision-making, but, you know, that's freshmen, and they've grown a lot. And, you know, the good thing about those kids is they really do play pretty good defense, and they understand our philosophy. And, you know, tonight they made some shots, and that's a big key for us.
Now you go to Pierce. We'll have you at home against Gothenburg, but it's girls only at Pierce. Talk about that game.
You know, it's one we've talked with them for a couple of years, and, you know, we just decided we had a name. And so it's all right, we'll come visit this year, and then they'll come back here next year, which works out better for us. So, you know, they're a quality team, and we'll have to play well, especially on the road after a long bus trip. And, you know, I guess mentally we'll have to really focus on what we're doing up there. You know, I don't know what kind of officiating we'll get. You know, you go to a different part of the state, who knows? So, you know, but our kids will just have to play through it and do the things that they need to do.
Well, Coach, congratulations on getting back in the win column here. And it just gives us a little preview of what's coming up in the postseason. And also on air, congratulations to you, Caitlin, of course, Kearney Catholic graduate, the RMAC Academic Player of the Year, Academic All-Conference. And, of course, she's the Player of the Week. And it's good that she's finally healthy. And the record, I know, isn't what they want, but she seems to be playing good, and she's getting it done in the classroom.
Yeah, she is. She's a great student and always has been. And, you know, it's probably a credit to her mother more than me. But, you know, it's pretty rewarding for her to achieve that honor.
Coach, we will talk to you soon, and see you Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
That's Rick Petrie, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. They win it tonight 45-28. As we said, 18 points for Theron Baum, 10 for Allie Prasoski. On the other side, Katie Brand, 10 points, 9 rebounds, 5 blocks. Kelsey Scheel also had 10 points. 28-16 Stars over the Crusaders at halftime of the boys game. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for Grand Island Central Catholic. 4 points for Brady Brokaw, 1 rebound. 4 points for Tyler Berry, 4 points for Tyler Berrientos, 1 rebound. Derek Brockmeyer, 3 rebounds. Trevor Cornelius, a rebound. Riley Shoemaker has 6 points and 4 rebounds. And Johanna Guyfon has 2 points and 2 rebounds. 8 points in each quarter. And at the half, the Crusaders, 16 points, 12 rebounds, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 0 of 2 from three-point land, 10 turnovers. Barrientos, Brockmeyer, Cornelius, all with three fouls. For Kearney Catholic, Blake Holtmeyer, 3 points, three rebounds. Brett James, 1.1 rebound. Connor Streit, 6 points and a rebound. Keegan Fitzgerald, 3 points. Colin Petrie, 2 points and a rebound. Alex Lease leads the way with 8 points and two rebounds. Tyson Colling has hit a three-pointer, two rebounds. And David Squires, 2 points and three rebounds. So for Kearney Catholic, 20 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second, 28 points, 13 rebounds. At the free throw line, though, the Stars have struggled a little bit. They are 8 of 15, 3-point shooting after starting 4 of 8. They missed their last 5, so they're 4 of 13, but just 3 turnovers, 2 fouls on Colling and James. At the half, 28-16 Stars. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda as we get ready for the third quarter of play. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball, leading it 28-16. The Amherst boys upset Shelton tonight, 39-38 on ESPN Radio. Earlier, the Shelton girls beat Amherst 55-35. Ravenna girls beat Sutton 48-28. And going into the fourth quarter, it was 38-34, the Sutton boys leading. Here's Squires to start the second half with a three-pointer. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Brady Brokaw. Kind of surprised the Stars shoot a three when you get all these kids for the Crusaders in foul trouble, and they immediately get a baseline jumper that will not go inside from Cornelius. So the rebound brought down by Blake Holtmeyer. Another three, and this one is good for Keegan Fitzgerald, his second three. As we bring you high school hoops, a three at the other end, up and in. Barrientos hits his first three-pointer of the ball game, of the first three overall for the Crusaders, and it is 31-19. And some contact, another three, Fitzgerald, no good. Rebound, Elise, put back from five, no good. Rebound brought down by Cornelius, and a foul will be called on the Stars. I think Elise was trying to grab it, his second. First foul of the half. Already a sub coming in for the Crusaders. And that's going to be Stevenson coming in for Brockmeyer. So 1 minute in, already seeing some substitutions here for the Crusaders. 31-19. The teams exchange threes to start the half. It's still a 12-point game. Shoemaker, top of the circle, picks up his dribble against Squires. Gives it over to Stevenson on the left side of the key. One dribble, shuffles it back off to Cornelius. Cornelius room on the baseline. And we've got another foul on the screen. It's going to be Tyson Colling. Third foul on Colling. It'll be interesting because Central Catholic, 9, 10, 11, 12, I believe, fouls called on them in the first half. The Stars had 6. Now Brett James comes in for Colling with that third foul with 6:42 to go in the third quarter of play. Crusader ball underneath, trying to lob it into Barrientos in the corner, and he has to throw it off of James as it goes out of bounds, and they'll stay with the possession. So just like the first half, the first 80 seconds of the second half haven't had any flow to it. They each hit a three, but it's been very defensive, herky-jerky, ball almost lost, Lease falls down, so driving and hitting the 14-footer is Trevor Cornelius. He'll get his first bucket of the basketball game, 31-21 in favor of the Stars. Lease into the front court, gives it to James. James baseline, comes all the way through the lane, gives it off to Fitzgerald. Some fancy dribbling, it takes a bad hop on him. He'll be called for the carry. So as we said, despite all the problems the Crusaders had in the first half, they were still within striking distance, and that's what Coach Bill Gavers was preaching to his team. I heard it between the first and second quarters when they were down 12, say, hey, boys, got to remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You can say that a lot, but the Crusaders truly believe in that, and they never seem to panic. We've seen them come back from double-digit deficits in the fourth quarter before, So they've got a lot of time to work as Barrientos comes to the baseline. Had two stars in the air, didn't take the shot. Now the fadeaway rattles around and will not go. Fitzgerald with his first rebound of the evening. Keegan will push the ball up the floor, left side of the lane, runs into trouble, jumps in the air. There's nowhere to go, then throws it. The Crusaders get it and a foul, or will they just say he's out of bounds? Nope, a foul on Lease as they run into the scorer's table, the third on Lease. So now Colling and Lease have three. Barrientos, Brockmeyer, Cornelius have three for Grand Island Central Catholic, and Lease will check out. Connor Stride is in. So the Stars with their fifth turnover on that possession, and James trying to guard Tyler Barrientos. Barrientos comes off a pick, still well covered, kicks it down into the corner, trying to deny the baseline is Holtmeyer. Stars will switch defensively, dribbling out, getting it off his foot. Cornelius picks it up and gets rid of it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker to the free throw line, pulls up right elbow and knocks it down. 8 points now to lead the way for Riley Shoemaker, and the lead is down to eight, 31-23 Stars. Coach John Lease off the bench might have been contemplating a timeout, decides not to. Fitzgerald off the screen, open three, and it's going to be no good. Holtmeyer got the rebound underneath and scores. He did a good job to box out Barrientos. And Holtmeyer with his fifth rebound and first bucket makes it 33-23. Up the floor comes Barrientos. James all over him, and they finally call the foul. Brett James with his third personal foul. So the Stars have almost completely wiped out the advantage they have in the foul situation. The Ohana guy Fawn checks in now as it's the Crusaders' ball underneath their own hoop. They stack the lane right side, get it in the corner to Guy Fawn, gives it to Shoemaker, back into the corner Cornelius. He's well covered. So they'll have to set it up. Boy, Squires and Guy Fawn just locked up down low, leaning on each other. If you fell off, if you got away, one of them would fall over. Ball between the circles, Barrientos. Great battle down low. I'm watching that and not the ball. Here's a three-pointer top of the key. It's good by Trevor Cornelius. And the Crusaders had just 16 points in the first half. They've got 10 points here in 3.5 minutes. James walks at the other end. The Stars had three turnovers in the first half. They've got three turnovers in 3.5, 3:45 here in the third quarter. So the tide has turned here at Central Catholic. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us. And now I think we've got a foul away from the ball. Squires and Guy Fawn. And it's going to be on Stride, apparently, his first. But that's five fouls on Kearney Catholic in less than 4 minutes. So the Crusaders have got the officiating underhand, or underway, I should say. Now they know how to handle it. Three-pointer off the inbounds, Barrientos, no good. Rebound, Lease. Off to the races come the Stars. Strike comes in, reverse layup, and somehow it went. That wasn't a textbook reverse layup. Strike got in trouble between the double team and just threw it back over his head. Too bad the TV camera wasn't here now. That'd make one of the Sunday six or top five, depending on which group you watched. 35-26, ball fake, driving the corner, and the jumper is up and in. Cornelius, you can see how much they missed him in the first half. He had three early fouls. Now he's got all seven of his points here in the third quarter. 35-28, we've got ourselves a ball game. Strite, right-hand corner, kicks it out. Wide open three, Alex Lease. It's no good. Rebound tipped out long into the hands of Phoenix Stevenson. A chance to cut it to five or even four with a long ball here for the Crusaders, who are down by as many as 13 and 12 at half. They get it down to Guy Fawn. Lease on him. They don't have Squires in there right now. Kicking it out to Barrientos. Three-pointer goes off the rim and over the backboard, but they don't call that. It is saved in bounds by Brett James. To the other end, the Stars will get a layup, but Petrie in traffic couldn't finish, and the rebound brought down by Tyler Barrientos. Well, the Crusader crowd was pretty incensed in the first half. Now the Stars fans are unhappy by the differential in fouls. Barrientos drives right side of the key, kicks it back up top. They'll go to Shoemaker. On the wing, Cornelius. He's got the hot hand right now. He'll back it all the way out to the center circle, trying to Dribble pass, James, but lost the handle. Now they need some help. Step through the double team and give it to Shoemaker. Lob it in for Guy Fawn, but they underthrew it. And then it's going to be stolen away, Elise, and a foul on Guy Fawn. First turnover of the half of the Crusaders. And Guy Fawn with his second personal foul. That's also the first foul of the half on the Crusaders. And Guy Fawn looks like he's going to check out. We've got multiple subs. For the Stars, they have Fitzgerald, Colling, Squires, Lease, and Holtmeyer. So I believe the starting five back out there for the Crusaders will set their lineup in a moment. And I think they might have their starting lineup, except Stevenson is in there right now in place of Brokaw. That is the case. Stevenson, Barrientos, Brockmeyer, Cornelius, Shoemaker, Stars, Ball. Trying to take a little bit of the air out of it with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. 35-28, Kearney Catholic. And somebody got banged in the shoulder over here on a pick. And we're going to get an official's timeout. Keegan Fitzgerald trying to come off a screen. Got his shoulder hit and is in some pain. And they're going to take him out of the game. His right shoulder. And coming in will be Connor Strike. I don't know if that's just a bruise. It didn't seem hard enough to cause some damage, but sometimes the things that don't look too serious end up being, and Stars don't need any more. Hoosman's already done. Clinch hurt in football. He's done for the year. Stars ball off the inbound. Colin doesn't want to take the three. He had it. He's guarded out there now by Brockmeyer. Give it off to Lease. Lease dribble penetration. Gets a screen. Missed the layup as he attacked the right side. Ball loose on the floor. Lease tries to grab it, and a timeout, Kearney Catholic. That's their first of the game as Lease grabs his fifth rebound. 1:29 to go in the third quarter of play. It's Kearney Catholic 35, Grand Island Central Catholic 28. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
As we said, there were a lot of good games on the schedule tonight. Maybe the premier matchup was at Sutton. C2, number one, Ravenna at number two, Sutton. And Ravenna rallies in the fourth quarter for a 49-48 win over Sutton to remain unbeaten. Sutton's second loss. That's the way I guess it should be between one and two. Back to action here. The Stars out of the timeout. Go into the corner. Three by Tyson Colling is good. His second of the ball game, and the Stars now back up by 10. 38-28 after the Colling three out of the timeout. 38-28 Stars. A minute 10 now to go in the third quarter. Shoemaker tries to drive, runs into the double team, kicks it out to Stevenson. It bounces off his foot. The ball's on the floor. It's still loose, and finally it goes out of bounds. Crusaders, second turnover of the half, 12th of the game. Stars have three in the quarter, six in the game. And trying to get back into the game is Brady Brokaw with a minute two to go. Again, earlier tonight, the Amherst boys upset Shelton 39-38. In girls' action, Shelton beat Amherst 55-35, Ravenna over Sutton 48-28, and here, Kearney Catholic beat GICC 45-28. Right now, Stars lead at 38-28, under a minute to go in the boys' third quarter. Squires with it. They scored 20 in the first quarter. They have 18 in the next two. Squires being forced, has to get rid of it to Holtmeyer on the right side of the key. Picks his dribble up top Strike. 35 seconds to go. Back cut. Holtmeyer's there. Layup good on the assist from Strike. Blake Holtmeyer with 7 points. 40-28 Stars. Up the floor come the Crusaders. Shoemaker doesn't have numbers, so he'll stop and kick it out to Cornelius, who got things started on a good note here for the Crusaders, but has been quiet now the last 3.5 minutes. 12 seconds to go. Handling the basketball is Brokaw with 9, way out towards midcourt. Dribbles right side, trying to find somebody to pass it to. It's out at midcourt now with 4, 3. Shoemaker called for a double dribble with 1.8. Crusaders were going the wrong way that time. Fitzgerald is good. He's going to get back into the game. James gets in. So we'll see again. The Stars have enough time now to maybe even make a pass with 1.8, but they've got three-quarter court to go. Holtmeyer, Squires, from half court, and they're going to call him for a walk. They say he took two steps before he let it go, and the buzzer sounded, so that is the end of the third quarter of play. And after three, it's Kearney Catholic 40, Grand Island Central Catholic 28 here on Classic Hits.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Well, as we went to break, the officials decided to put 1 second back on the clock here after the walk was called. And so the Crusaders had the ball in the front court. They were on the far side, lobbed it to the baseline, and open was Brady Brokaw, and he hit the jumper. So 40-30 officially is your score at the end of three quarters of play, and now they go to a break. So after that bucket, once they put time back on the clock, 40-30, and Central Catholic ends up outscoring Kearney Catholic 14-12 in that quarter. So let's figure up a few more of the numbers here for you as we go into this final quarter. Central Catholic has 13 turnovers, 3 in that quarter. The Stars 7, 4 in that quarter. Neither team shot a free throw, even though there were plenty of fouls called on the Stars. Ravenna 49, Sutton 48, an update that we have for you. So in C2 action, had some of the coaches over from Adams Central scouting in on that game. The Crusaders finally hit a couple of threes that quarter. They're now 2-for-6. The Stars 6-for-19, but the fouls have kind of evened out a little bit. Three players that had three fouls at half of the Crusaders, none of them got their fourth, while three Stars now have three. And the Crusaders will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. So they hit that bucket at the end of the third. Now they've got it to start the fourth, can get it back to single digits. Barrientos ball fake. Guy Fawn working down low against Squires. He gets the ball. Squires bumping him. Guy Fawn backs up, trips over a foot. Ball's loose, picked up by the Stars. So the Crusaders give it up. As Guy Fawn tried to step back, he stepped on Squires' foot and fell down. Lob it over to David now. He's going to take a quick three and banked it in. That was more of a set shot. Squires, his first bucket of the ball game. He had a couple of free throws early. But those are the kinds that make you throw up in your mouth if you're Bill Gavers, because you're kind of back in the game, and now all of a sudden it's 13 at the other end. The jumper is up, and it is good by Riley Shoemaker from 19. So Shoemaker has 10. Cornelius and Barrientos have 7. And here comes Lease on the finger roll up and in. Alex Lease just threw it up over the top of the defender. And after having 8 points in the first quarter, that's his first bucket since. And a timeout going to be called by Grand Island Central Catholic. Coach Gavers didn't like the way things had started here in this third quarter of play. 6:50 to go in the basketball game. It is 45-32, Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
Everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Don't forget more area basketball Thursday and throughout the weekend. Thursday, Wood River Shelton. Friday, Pleasanton Elm Creek. Saturday afternoon, Kearney Catholic Gothenburg here on Classic Hits. We'll also have basketball on ESPN Radio. Thursday, Gibbon at Amherst. And now Barrientos in trouble, almost a five-second count. Stars counted about seven. The Crusaders counted about four. That's the way it works. Pull-up jumper in the lane. Shoemaker missed a 10-footer. That was one of the better looks that they've had tonight. Rebound brought down by Fitzgerald. He'll push the ball up the floor. On the left wing with it, with the dribble. Skip pass to Holtmeyer on the right wing. Back up top to Fitzgerald. And now they'll spread it out to Lease. By the way, on ESPN, not only on Thursday do we have Gibbon Amherst, Friday, Kearney High, Lincoln Southeast. And then, as we said, Saturday afternoon, the Kearney Catholic Gothenburg game will be on ESPN. And now Barrientos gets tangled up with Lease and commits his fourth foul. The Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Finals Saturday afternoon here on Classic Hits. That's only the second foul of the whole half on the Crusaders after they had 12 in the first half. 45-32 Stars. Barrientos, the main cog offensively, now has four fouls. Coach Cavers knows he's got to keep him in there. Fitzgerald drives, finally kicks it off to Holtmeyer, puts it up, and it skips out. No good. A blocking foul called on Central Catholic. Holtmeyer really has come along as this season has progressed. More playing time, and looks like he's earned it the way he's played tonight. 7 points. He's 1 of 3 at the line, 5 rebounds. The foul was called on Riley Shoemaker, his second. Holtmeyer to shoot 2 here. Stars were 8 of 15 in the first half. This is their first free throw of the second half, but it is good. Checking in, Brady Brokaw. 46-32. Biggest lead of the game for Kearney Catholic after the Crusaders had whittled it down. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Holtmeyer hits them both. 47-32, the Stars have had some trouble. Their two losses putting the game away in the fourth quarter. They had leads against Ravenna and against North Platte St. Pat's. But the Crusaders got a long way to come. Oh, they had a man open, and they got it to him a little late. Brokaw gets the shot away. No good. It would have been a layup. Instead, it's an 8-footer. Rebound brought down by Holtmeyer. Up the floor, Squires on the right wing. Takes it in, double clutches, and scores. And now it's a 17-point game out of nowhere, 49-32. And the Crusaders throw it away, and I think the Crusaders have run out of gas. They battled so hard in that third quarter and then got the break right before the end of the third quarter and knocked down the jumper after the Stars turned it over and they put a second back on the clock. Kearney Catholic basketball here and up by 17 when the lead had been whittled down to 8. I think maybe even 6. Try to lob it inside. They've got a man, and they'll be calling. Calling will lay it in off the assist from Holtmeyer. And for calling tonight, he's got 8 points. But we've seen some good passes tonight. That's the only way you're going to score against these two defenses, to work it and make good passes, and we have seen that. Now Shoemaker decides he's going to take it in. He'll score and draw the foul. Riley Shoemaker got a half step, and he'll get a chance at a three-point play. The foul on David Squires will be his second. And for Shoemaker, he now has a dozen points in the basketball game. 51-34, though. Back in Brett James and Connor Strite. So a couple of one-point boys' finals in the area tonight. 49-48 Ravenna over Sutton. 39-38 Amherst over Shelton. Here it's 51-34. It'd be a heck of a comeback if this gets to 1 point. And the free throw by Shoemaker is up, and it is in. So there's a start. All 5 points of the quarter for the Crusaders. Riley Shoemaker, he now has 13. 51-35. The Crusaders pressure the ball in the backcourt, but too much, and a foul called on Shoemaker, his third. Only the fourth team foul. So the Crusaders will have some fouls to give. Now, even though the Stars didn't shoot the ball from the line well early, overall this year they have been pretty good. Squires to throw it in to Strike. He'll dribble it across the timeline on the right side. Give it back to Squires between the circles. Left-handed dribble twice. Picks it up. Good defense out there by Shoemaker. Swing it over to Leafs. And as he tries to get it to Stride, it bounces right off the noggin of Brett James, who is trying to cut through the lane. And although Don Leafs wants to be angry about that, he has to kind of bite his lip and smile. It's just one of those things. Now, when you're up 16, you can bite your lip and smile. If it was 6, that would be a different story. Some changes now. Let's set the lineups for you for the Crusaders. They have got Brokaw, Barrientos, Guyfon, along with Cornelius and Shoemaker. For the Stars, Squires, Fitzgerald, Colling, Lease, and Strike. Crusader ball, Cornelius, who had 7 in a real short run of the third quarter that's been in. Leaning in is Shoemaker. He draws some contact. He puts it up. It will not go, but a foul called. Looks like the third on David Squires. And we're shooting free throws now. 2 coming up for Riley Shoemaker. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you. Coaches' interviews. Stay with us. Crusaders were trying to get the upset to even their record at 7-7 tonight. They'll get there, even though they've got a lot of tough competition left. The free throw is up, and it is in. As we said, there's only one team left on their schedule that has a below 500 record, and that is Lexington, who's going through some real tough times. Second free throw is up and in by Shoemaker, so he now has 7 in the quarter, all 7 of the Crusader points. Lead down to 14. Fast break against the press. They get it to Fitzgerald, and a big foul, making sure that he would not get that to go in. Going to be called on the Crusaders. And Brokaw with his second 15 foul, but Fitzgerald gets 2 free throws. He has not been to the line. He has 2 threes. But outside of the conference tournament, which begins next week, Adams Central, Wahoo, St. Cecilia, Donovan Trumbull, and St. Paul still on the schedule for the Crusaders as the free throw rattles in and out, no good. The game against Donovan Trumbull is part of the Heartland Hoops Classic, and we will have all of the games on ESPN 1460 and 1550 throughout the morning and afternoon, and then later in the day we will switch them over here to Classic Hits 98.9 for the last 3. Fitzgerald hits the second, missed the first, so he gets 1 of 2, and that'll make it 52-37. Still 4 minutes to go here. If the Crusaders could knock down some threes, maybe. And they're trying, the Stars, to deny any threes, make him take the ball inside, which Shoemaker does. Gets tripped, and they'll call the foul. Shoemaker is forcing the issue. Foul is going to be called on Connor Strite. That'll be his second. And Shoemaker goes back to the line. So Riley Shoemaker, known more for his ability to run the football on the field, is finding his way to work his way through the creases here on a basketball court. And the free throw is up, and it is in. So Shoemaker, who had 8 points total in the first 3 quarters, now has 8 points here in the fourth quarter. 52-38. Second free throw. As we wait, it's on the way, and it is in. So both free throws are good by Riley Shoemaker, 52-39. And the Stars throw it away against the full court pressure and out of bounds. Oh, no. They pointed the way of the Crusaders. I guess Keegan Fitzgerald knew that. I thought the last person to touch it was a Star. So a break here for Kearney Catholic. Up by 13 with 3:45 to go against one of their rivals, nemesis in Grand Island Central Catholic. Dribble drive and being shoved the way by is going to be Tyson Colling. The foul is on Brady Brokaw. I think Brady figured if he gets by me 20 feet away from the hoop, he's probably going all the way, so I'm just going to knock him off balance. 6th foul, and so the Stars will inbound it. They get it to Lease on the cut, and he's fouled immediately. Some more free throws. Another one on Brady Brokaw. He now has 4. So 4 on Brokaw and Barrientos, 3 on Brockmeyer, Cornelius, and Shoemaker. And at the line, Alex Lease. He's 2 of 3, has 10 points. 8 of those came back in the first quarter. And the free throw by Lease is on the way, and it is good. Holtmeyer and Guyfon in for their respective teams. checking out Strike and Stevenson. 53-39. And another free throw on the way here. For Lease, it's too strong. Long rebound comes out, and it's all green jerseys. The Stars grab it. Tyson Colling with his third. Swing it over to Fitzgerald. Long three. Keegan, it's up and in. And again, just when Grand Island Central Catholic gets within sniffing distance, the Stars bury one on him, and it's 17. Here's a three for Shoemaker. It's no good. Guyfon grabbing the rebound, and somebody grabbed him. And it's Squires. That's his fourth. So we'll see the big freshman go to the line. So Johanna Guyfon has 2 points in the basketball game, and that's the 10th foul, so two shots coming up. And waiting and waiting, Guyfon gets two on the 10th foul. The first one is on the way, and it's in. Point number three for Johanna, 56-40. Second free throw now. With 3:17 to go in the game, Crusaders still battling. It's up, it's in, and that allows Coach Gavers to make the switch here. Guyfon out and back in will be Phoenix Stevenson. The whole coaching staff trying to get their kids adjusted here to put the pressure on and maybe foul the right man up the floor with it, Alex Lease. But there's still plenty of time. You don't have to foul every possession. They're not doing that yet. Lease off the pick. He's going to take it in. Lost the handle. Out of bounds. It belongs to Grand Island Central Catholic. Guardy Catholic with their ninth turnover of the game. Guyfon back in because they've got the ball offensively. Stars can be patient here, though. Up 15, they had the ball there for about 5 seconds and forced a shot attempt and lost it out of bounds. Up the floor they come. With it on the left wing, Cornelius kicks it over to his main man, Barrientos, to Guyfon in the paint. Can't get the shot away. Kick it back out of the wing. Guyfon ran out of the paint, then comes back in. Crusaders working around the perimeter. Trying to drive in Cornelius. Finally gets a little seam, then dishes it off to Guyfon. Pump fake and draws the foul. Boy, oh! Offensive foul? Where at? If this is on Guyfon, we might see a technical. No, it's not. There's a push-off on Phoenix Stevenson, and I did not see where that occurred because a nice play by the two men involved there in Cornelius and Guyfon. But it is an offensive foul. We've seen some offensive fouls tonight. The Stars get a break. They get the ball back. With the basketball is going to be calling in the backcourt. Gets to the timeline. Then his pass is deflected out of bounds. 2:31 to go. 56-41, Kearney Catholic. It's been an up-and-down game, but they jumped out to a 20-8 lead at the end of one, and it's not been closer than six since that time. It's been up to as much as 17. Stars basketball. Trying to set some picks. It's getting even more hotly contested. The bounce pass thrown away. Went right between two Kearney Catholic players. And now Guyfon comes back in. Again, a reminder that the Centennial Conference tournament begins for the Crusaders next week. Both the boys and girls will be in action on Monday. The boys have to travel to Council Bluffs St. Albert's at 6. If they win, they're at Hastings St. Cecilia Tuesday. The girls are home against Boys Town at 6 on Monday night. If they win, they head to Omaha to play Concordia. Cornelius with a basketball. Gives it off to Shoemaker. Shoemaker, top of the circle. Draws the double team off to Brokaw. There's a couple of kids that just aren't shooting the ball right now. And now another offensive foul. Or do we get 3 seconds? 3 seconds is going to be the call on the Crusaders. So they've taken a little bit better care of the basketball here in quarter number four. But second half overall better than the first half. Stars throw it to Squires. Wide open underneath the hoop is Fitzgerald. They get it to him, and he missed the layup, but it goes out of bounds off the Crusaders trying to rebound the basketball. And Bill Gaber's going, how could you not rebound a ball with nobody around you? But that's kind of the way it went. Fitzgerald couldn't believe how open he is. There's been so much pressure in the game, you hardly have any open shots. Star basketball. Holtmeyer back up top to Keegan Fitzgerald. Minute 45 remains. Stars will go to 11-2. The Crusaders will fall to 6-8. Earlier tonight, Ravenna beat Sutton 49-48. Amherst beat Shelton 39-38 in boys action. Ravenna, Kearney Catholic, and Shelton Girls were all winners. Now the Stars playing keep away. Lees with it on the right wing. Stutter dribble to the baseline. Gets hooked. Blocking foul called on Phoenix Stevenson. And that will be his second. We're in the bonus both ways. Ninth team foul. So a one-and-one here for Alex Lees. And we've got substitutions coming in. Alex Lees at the line tonight is 3 for 5. 11 points, 5 rebounds. All the numbers coming your way on the Misco Sports postgame show. Here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. Free throw Lees is too strong. Guy Fawn will grab the rebound. Lees tried to get it away from him, and he hit the ground. Up the floor they go. Cornelius comes to a jump stop. His foot slid, and he's called for the walk. Turnover number 17 against the Crusaders. Every horn, they're still playing offense, defense here with Stevenson and Guy Fawn, but with 15-point deficit and a minute 15 to go, that might be the last time that we see the switch. Up the floor, Tyson Colling. He finds a hole, drives, puts it up, no good. Ball batted out of bounds by Cornelius. It'll stay with the Stars. So the Stars haven't quit shooting, but they have stayed on 56. It's been 56-41 for quite a while. Inbound to Lees, one dribble into the paint, gives it off, short jumper off the glass. Holtmeyer is there. Good pass by Lees, and Holtmeyer now with 11 points in the basketball game. Could be his career high, 58-41, under a minute to go. Shoemaker, spin dribble at the top of the circle, takes a tough fadeaway. It's way off the mark, and it goes out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. Neither team has made the motion to clear the bench, though, with 46 seconds remaining. And to throw it in is going to be Holtmeyer. Kearney Catholic ball. Need to travel the length of the floor. Still more contact. They lob it in here to Tyson Colling. Colling into the front court. 40 seconds to go. Give it over to Holtmeyer. And now just playing keep away. Stars into their weave. Trying to finish this one out. And just let the clock run out. 30 seconds to go. No intention of shooting the ball. Star fans start to applaud now as they'll come to Grand Island. A rare sweep at Central Catholic. Squires is open underneath, and he'll lay it up and in. 7 of the quarter, 9 of the game for David Squires. It'll get him to 60 points. The Crusaders will probably get one more shot. A pull-up three here by Barrientos, and he hammers it. Tyler with 10 of the game. Stars will inbound it, hold the ball, and that will be it. Time expires. Kearney Catholic 60, Central Catholic 44. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Tis the season for tanning. For winter events and, oh yes, Valentine's is not so far off. Give a gift of beauty and pampering from Master Style of Salon in Grand Island. For the perfect style for nails, massages, waxing, and tanning, Master Stylist is the salon for you. Make an appointment now and find out for yourself why salons may come and go, but Master Stylists in downtown Grand Island continues to be a favorite. Find them on Facebook or stop in at 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back, everyone, to Grand Island Central Catholic. We want to thank Athletic Director Howard Schumann and all the fine sponsors for allowing us, as always, to bring you exciting high school basketball action. And tonight, Kearney Catholic sweeps it 45-28 girls, 60-44 in the boys. And this is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports closing their retail location in Kearney this Friday, so you've only got 3 days left to get in there. Maybe grab some of your favorite merchandise, Kearney Catholic, Kearney High, Huskers, Lopers, what they have left. They've got some good deals on. Get that pair of shoes. If you've trusted Misco's for the last 40 years, you can continue to do so as they will continue to serve all of the schools, clubs, organizations with uniforms, bats, equipment as they have for the last 40 years at Misco's Sports. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of our basketball game, and then hopefully we'll get a chance to chat with the coaches who usually sprint up here right away, but tonight we'll look at the stats first. So first off for Grand Island Central Catholic, Phoenix Stevenson, one rebound. Brady Brokaw, 6 points, two rebounds. Tyler Barrientos, 10 points, two rebounds. Derek Brockmeyer, three rebounds. Trevor Cornelius, 7 points. Those were all in the third quarter, two rebounds. Riley Shoemaker led the team in scoring tonight, and I think he was the high scorer for the game, it looks like, with 17 points, four rebounds. And Johanna Gaifon had 4 points and three rebounds. I only had Central Catholic for five rebounds in the second half, and my totals sometime are a little off, but 12 in the first, five in the second. Free throw shooting, that's where the Crusaders were strong tonight, 2 of 2 in the first quarter. First half, 7 of 7 in the second half, 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first half, and 3 of 6 in the second half of play. Turnovers, 10 in the first half, and 7 in the second half for the Crusaders. 16 points at halftime, 28 in the second half, but the Crusaders had too big of a hole to dig out of. They found themselves down 12 at half and by as many as 17 in the second half. They finish with 44 points, 17 rebounds, 9 out of 9 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from three-point land, 17 turnovers. The Crusaders fall to 6 and 8 on the season. They will host Adams Central Saturday. Monday, they will be on the road as they travel to Council Bluffs St. Albert's to open the Centennial Conference Tournament. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school band or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details. Online at ronsmusic.com. Need supplies, strings, sheet music, music lessons, new instruments, or repairs, Ron's Music in Grand Island has been taking care of budding musicians as well as professionals for decades. Ron's Music on West Capitol Avenue north of the malls and online, ronsmusic.com.
What? You're all wrapped up in the game and haven't done anything about Valentine's yet?
Huh?
Well, relax. You've got plenty of time. But keep in mind that Roses for You has you covered. You can pre-order right now. Either drop in their amazing store at 937 South Locust or go online at rosesforyou.com. For some good ideas, it's always a good idea to check with Roses for You. For Valentine's, for anniversaries, for birthdays, for any occasion. There. Now enjoy the rest of the game. And you're welcome.
And welcome back to high school basketball and the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the basketball game for the Kearney Catholic Stars. They were able to get 8 players in the scorebook, 3 of them in double figures, very balanced. 5 players between 8 and 11 points. In fact, 6 players between 8 and 11 points tonight. Blake Holtmeyer, 11 points, 6 rebounds in probably his best game as a star. Brett James, 1.2 rebounds. Connor Streit, 8 points and a rebound. Keegan Fitzgerald, 10 points, 2 rebounds. Colin Petrie, 2 points and a rebound. Alex Lease, 11 points, 5 rebounds. Tyson Colling, 8 points, 3 rebounds. David Squires, 9 points, 3 rebounds. So 8 apiece for Streit and Colling, 9 for Squires, 10 for Fitzgerald, 11 for Holtmeyer and Lease. 13 rebounds in the first half, 10 of the second. Free throw shooting, 8 of 15 in the first half, 4 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 13 in the first half and 4 of 8 in the second half, including hitting their last 3 turnovers, 3 in the first half, 7 in the second half for the Stars. Kearney Catholic had 28 points at halftime. They scored 32 in the second half, and the Stars finish with 60 points, 23 rebounds, 12 out of 22 at the free throw line, 8 of 21 from three-point land, 10 turnovers, and Kearney Catholic, ranked 9th in the state in Class C1, improves to 11-2 on the season with a 60-44 victory over Grand Island Central Catholic. And up next for the Kearney Catholic boys, they get a little bit of a break. They don't go to Pierce like the girls do. They will be hosting Gothenburg Saturday afternoon, girls at 2:30, the boys at 4, and we'll have that on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll take another break, see if the coaches make an appearance, and we'll be back with more on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, and some other scores from earlier tonight here in the girls' game, 45-28 Kearney Catholic. On ESPN 1460 and 1550 tonight, it was a split doubleheader in the girls' game. It was Shelton defeating Amherst 55-35, but then in the boys' game, Amherst knocks off Shelton 39-38, and in Sutton tonight, the Ravenna girls beat Sutton 48-28, and the boys' game comes down to the wire. Sutton had the lead going into the fourth quarter, but number one Ravenna edges number two Sutton 49-48 to remain unbeaten. Sutton suffers just their second loss of the season. A reminder, the rest of the week here on Classic Hits, Thursday night, we're down Highway 30 in Shelton as they take on Wood River at 6:15 and 8 o'clock. Friday night, a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Elm Creek. The Buffaloes take on Pleasanton, scheduled to begin at 6:30. Saturday, we've got hockey at night against Waterloo, Tri-City Storm. But Saturday afternoon, we'll be at Donovan Trumbull High School for the finals of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament. So join me and Larry Baker for that Saturday afternoon from Donovan Trumbull High School on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Thursday, it's Gibbon traveling to Amherst. Friday, Kearney High will host Lincoln Southeast. And Saturday, it will be these Kearney Catholic Stars hosting Gothenburg. The doubleheader begins at 2:30 in the afternoon. We'll take one final break, see if the coaches appear. If not, we'll wrap it up. We'll be right back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years, and they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
Well, Kearney Catholic boys basketball coach Don Lease is making his way up here to our spot. Got to run around the back to the stairs here to make it up to where we are at Grand Island Central Catholic after their 60-44 victory tonight over the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, and it does look like he got caught by one of the newspaper guys, so I'm going to have to tackle Dale Miller and noogie him because he can have any time to get his deadline in. Hamer, I'm going to knock you out. But, again, we want to thank the fine folks for allowing us to bring you high school basketball here tonight as Coach Lease does make his way towards our broadcast pier. Don't forget, some great basketball earlier tonight as the Kearney Catholic Stars with the win. Ravenna a winner over Sutton. 49-48. Also, in the girls' game, Ravenna the winner. Amherst split with Shelton. Amherst won the boys' game 39-38, and Shelton won the girls' game by a score of 55-35. Don Lease filling out his obligations elsewhere, but now makes it up here. Coach, congratulations on a hard-fought win. It always is hard-fought when these two teams get together, just like it is with St. Cecilia, just like it is with Ravenna. There's like six or seven teams on the schedule where you have these kind of games.
It was one of those, Doug. Tonight we got out to a great start. Kids were, you know, kind of ready and pumped to play GICC, you know, in their place and coming in here. And, you know, and I thought the first quarter we played absolutely great basketball. Had, you know, they got two baskets off of a miscommunication underneath on the out-of-bounds play that we drew up right before we came out to the game to warm up and stuff that they like to run. But it was just one of those that one person didn't talk and they slipped it and got two easy baskets that way.
Very balanced. You had six players between 8 and 11 points tonight. You got to love that.
Yeah, you know, and that's what it, you know, you come in here, you know, Billy's going to shut down, you know, your top players. And, you know, we came out and ran a few things different tonight. Worked on a couple other things that we were trying to do half court wise and stuff. And I thought the kids executed pretty darn good. I just wish we wouldn't have missed 12 free throws and down there and throughout the game. But, you know, if that's our worst thing, then, you know, we played pretty good basketball tonight.
Talk about Blake Holtmeyer. Since Hoosman's been out, he's had to kind of step in, and he might have had his best game tonight.
Yeah, you know, Blake's done a great job. He's, you know, all throughout the whole year, he comes in and plays his role. Now his role is to step it up a little bit more because, you know, he's got to guard some of the better ball players that the other team has. You know, the Shoemaker kid's one of their better ball players, and we put Blake on him, you know, so that way we don't get some of our other guys into foul trouble. When we're down two guys like, you know, we are right now. And you know, our bench did a good job. Isaac Richter came in, you know, he played a couple minutes here and there, but he did a good job of, you know, holding what we need to hold. Colin Petrie did a good job of coming in there. And, you know, they didn't score a bunch of points for us, but they did their job that they needed to do. But Blake, you know, is one of those guys that, you know, he's versatile. He can go inside. He can step outside if you need him to step outside, but right now he's been doing the stuff underneath for us.
Kearney Catholic coach Don Lease with us here in the Misco's postgame show. What do you think about that Squires-Guyfon matchup?
Very interesting. You know, I don't think either one of them got out of the lane. You know, I think I told the guy, I said, I do have a parking permit for him, for Dave, and on our end on that. But, you know, I thought Dave did a good job of getting around the post. You know, they tried to swing it and tried to get it inside to him sometimes. And then, you know, we dove down on him a couple of times. And, you know, it's tough in there. Those guys are big boys in there battling and stuff. And I thought Dave was very frustrated at halftime. You know, it's like I told Dave, I said, it's not about the scoring, buddy. I said, you know, you'll get your points as you set the screens and get other people open, play defense, get the rebounds for us and outlet it and we can go. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do for this team. It's not just about the scoring. And so he kind of accepted that, and then he got a couple baskets off some things. One was a bank, but I heard him call it. So
that was Big Daddy-esque right there. I think Gothenburg's going to come in with probably the best record they've ever had against you since this series has begun. They did start 6-0. They're 4-3, playing maybe a little bit tougher schedule here since the holiday tournament break. But what do they do? I mean, they have at times for a quarter or two quarters given you guys some trouble in the past, but what do they do better this year?
You know, what they're doing better is they're taking care of the basketball a lot better this year. The films I've got on them and watched and stuff, I haven't watched a bunch of film on them because I was focused on these guys right now, but I've watched a little bit of film on them. And they play tough defense. It's hard to score on them. And, you know, they get back in transition, and then on offense, they take care of the basketball. They move the ball. They don't care if they take 20 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute, 20 off the clock. They're moving the basketball. And the post player inside is good. He posts strong. They're looking to get it inside to him. And he does a good job. If he doesn't have it, he'll kick it out, and they're doing a pretty good job of shooting the threes.
Well, Don, we'll get out of here. We'll see you Saturday. Congratulations on a win. Not many people can come into the Crusaders gym and get a win.
Well, that's what I told our kids too, Doug. I said we ran St. Paul or St. Cecilia and GICC. We haven't ran that three wins in I don't know how long it has been. So, you know, our kids, you know, like I told them, you come into Grand Island Central Catholic gym, you know, and you win by 16, 17 points. That's something
to be accomplished.
Well, could be some matchups with some of these teams again down the road. Yeah. So, Don, we'll let you get on a bus or van or whatever's back there, and we'll see you Saturday.
All right, thanks a lot, Doug.
And that will wrap things up on the Misco Sports postgame show. 60-44 in favor of Kearney Catholic. They win the girls' game 45-28. We'll see you Thursday, Wood River at Shelton. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Remember, Misco's is going to be closing their downtown store, their retail store, in Kearney on Friday, so you've only got 3 days left to go in and take care of your business there. Afterwards, you can contact their home office in Ord. They will continue to do business. They want to make sure you know that. All the folks that are working at that store now still going to be working for Misco's, still going to be servicing the schools, the clubs, the organizations. You'll still get your equipment from Misco's. You'll still get your uniform from Misco's. They will be there for you. If you've got any questions, stop by or give them a call. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. This is Doug Duda saying again, the final 60-44, Kearney Catholic over GICC. Good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.